नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्राये सभिद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text 28. Iti etat atmanah swartam santam विस्मृत्य वै पुमा विचित्राम् असति द्वैते घोराम् आप्नोति संस्मृतिम्। इत्येतदात्मना स्वार्थम् आत्मना स्वार्थम् संतं विस्मृत्य वै पुमा विचित्रामसति द्वैते गोरामाप्नोति संस्मृतिम् इत्येतदात्मनस्वार्थम् संतं विस्मृत्य वै पुमा विचित्रामसति द्वैते घोरामाप्नोति संस्मृतिम्। इत्येतदात्मनस्वार्थम् संतं विस्मृत्य वै पुमा विचित्रामसति द्वैते घोरामाप्नोति संस्मृतिम्। विस्मृत्य वै पुमा विचित्रामसति द्वैते घोरामाप्नोति संस्मृतिम्। एतदात्मनः स्वार्थम् विस्मृत्य वै पुमा विचित्रामसति द्वैते घोरामाप्नोति संस्मृतिम्। घोरामाप्नोति संस्मृतिम्। माताजी విచిత్రమసతి ఘైతే ఘోరమాప్నోతి సంశ్రుతిం.
వాట్ వాట్ మీనింగ్ ఇతి ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఏతత్ ఎ పర్సన్ మెటీరియలీ కండిషన్డ్ ఆత్మనః ఆఫ్ హిస్ సెల్ఫ్ స్వార్థం ఓన్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ సంతం ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ విత్ ఇన్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ విస్మృత్య ఫర్గెటింగ్ వై ఇండీడ్ పుమాన్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ విచిత్రాం అట్రాక్టివ్ ఫాల్స్ వెరైటీస్ అసతి ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ద్వైతే అదర్ దాన్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఘోరాం వెరీ ఫియర్ఫుల్ డ్యూ టు కంటిన్యూస్ అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్ ఆప్నోతి వన్ బికమ్స్ ఎంటాంగిల్డ్ సంస్కృతిం ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: in this way, the conditioned soul, living within the body, forgets his self-interest because he identifies himself with the body. Because the body is material, his natural tendency is to be attracted by varieties of the material world. Thus, the living entity suffers the miseries of material existence. Please repeat responsibly. In this way, the conditioned soul, living within the body, forgets his self-interest because he identifies himself with the body. Because the body is material, his natural tendency is to be attracted by the varieties of the material world. Thus the living entity suffers the miseries of material existence. Purport by His Divine Grace. Everyone is trying to be happy because, as explained in the previous verse, సుఖం అస్యాత్మనో రూపం సర్వే హోపతరతిస్ తనుహు. వెన్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ హిస్ ఒరిజినల్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఫార్మ్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపీ బై నేచర్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ మిజరీస్ ఫర్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ బీయింగ్. యాజ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ హ్యాపీ, ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హూ ఆర్ హిస్ పార్ట్స్ అండ్ పార్సల్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో హ్యాపీ బై నేచర్. బట్ because of being put within this material world and forgetting their eternal relationship with Krishna, they have forgotten their real nature. Because every one of us is a part of Krishna, we have a very affectionate relationship with Him. But because we have forgotten our identities and are considering the body to be the self, we are afflicted by all troubles of birth, death, old age and disease. This misconception in material life continues unless and until one comes to understand his relationship with Krishna. The happiness sought by the conditioned soul is certainly only illusion, as explained in the next verse. Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshmanuman ki, Krishna Gaur Nitai ki. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనసలాక్కయ సక్షురుమ్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing how Narada Muni is narrating the incidents wherein Prahlad Maharaj, after traveling all over the world, came on the banks of Kaveri in South India and met a Avadhut Brahman. So he found him to be very enlightened spiritually. So he inquired from him. He was not talking to anybody actually. But he inquired from him, how is that? He was living like a python, not very passionate about going to find his own food. But still, he was very strong, healthy. So Avadhut Brahman replies here. So in this particular sloka, he mentions about how when the living entity forgets about his self-interest, what is good for him, then he gets into all kinds of entanglements in the material world. Here, Prahlad Maharaj was asking this Brahman, how is that you are hefty, even though you are living like a python? In the scripture, there are different ways of establishing truth. Generally, three pramanas, pratyaksha, anumana and sabda. There are more also. So one is called arthapatti, in which, if suppose somebody claims he doesn't eat in the daytime, I don't eat in the day, but he is very healthy, he is very strong, having a very strong body, if you don't eat in the day and you are very strong, then by analogy you know that if you don't eat you cannot be strong, if you fast you won't be that strong. Nirjala Ekadasi comes, sometimes some of us fully fast and then we keep looking at the watch in the morning. When is the breaking time going to come? Sometimes, you know, somebody is very weak. One day, if you don't eat, you become weak. What to speak of? You just depend on nature. Sometimes you eat, sometimes you don't eat. You don't. So one day you don't eat, you become weak. Somebody says he doesn't eat at all in the daytime. Then, by means of this arthapatti, you can conclude that this person is always eating in the night only. Because unless you eat, you cannot be strong. You don't eat in the daytime, that is accepted. You have to eat, then the other thing available is only night. So you must be eating after sunset, so that you become hefty. The same way, here, Prahlad Maharaj is asking, you are like Avadhut, you don't bother about when he will eat, when he won't even eat for days if he doesn't get anything actually. So how is that you are very strong? So Brahman replies in this particular verse that it is about what one considers as self. There are different levels one can identify himself. This is self-identification. How to identify? In the material world, most of the people, at least in Kali Yuga, they tend to identify themselves with the body. It's called Deha Atma Buddhi. Deha ko Atma karke samasta hai. They consider that this is me, I am so and so. And what is good for me, I should just do it. I should pursue it. What will be good? Brahman says, when one considers his body, material body as the self, naturally gets attracted to something which is material outside. He thinks it is me and body, my senses are there. Naturally, sense objects are attracting the senses. So he gets little happiness from enjoying the sense objects. Then he says, very nice, I am very happy, I am enjoying, this is what it is. But what follows is happiness. It is not that he can be happy always. As long as the senses are in touch with the sense object, the person feels happy. When the senses are not in touch with sense object, he doesn't feel happy. On the other hand, he finds suffering, because sometimes the senses may not be cooperating with him to enjoy the sense objects. He says, "Arey, I want to enjoy, but I am not able to enjoy." Anxiety, suffering. So, if a person is intelligent enough, he can try to find out, is there something more than the sense enjoyment? But if somebody is too much attached to the sense objects, he will not be able to. So, going beyond what is this body, that requires little bit inquisitiveness, introspection, and trying to find out what is truth. What is truth? So, according to scripture, there are five sheets, five layers. The first one is annamaya kosha. One gets very happy by eating. If he eats nice food, prasad, he becomes happy. Oh, I am very happy. I got a very good feast today. Very nice. There is a fasting, he is not so happy. What is this? Why is fasting day? But obviously fasting days come in the, you know, Vaishnava calendar, so you have to follow that. So, beyond this bodily level, annamaya kosha, there is pranamaya kosha, life air, prana. Not only seeing the happiness in the food, then he sees the no life in different living entities. Then he understands life is much more than just the body. Pranamaya kosha. Then comes manomaya kosha or jnanamaya kosha. Jnana, knowledge. Then he inquires, what is this? I am happy sometimes, I am not happy some other time. How can I do something by means of which I will be happy always? Inquires, tries to find out the knowledge. Jnanamaya kosha. Taking pleasure in getting knowledge. Then comes vijnanamaya kosha, at the level of intelligence, consciousness, vijnanamaya kosha. And finally comes what is known as anandamaya kosha, bliss, happiness. So, the living entity by nature is sat chit ananda. So the ananda feature, bliss, happiness is already there. But when he tries to find that happiness from outside the world, that causes misery. But if he tries to find the happiness within himself, then he will become atmaram. He will be self-satisfied. Once you find yourself as the self, then you will find the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Paramatma within the heart. He is unlimited bliss, unlimited happiness. Vedanta Sutra talks about anandamayo abhyasat. The Supreme Absolute Truth is completely blissful. Completely blissful. All the time. So when the spirit soul finds that he has the, you know, component of bliss, and if he finds the component of unlimited bliss is available to him, then he will not be worried about trying to find happiness from the outside world. That is what the Avadhuta Brahmana was doing. He was not worried about, you know, how other people are enjoying. People are obviously enjoying. He is aloof. He is not worried about it. But he was trying to find happiness within himself, because he is self-realized. This is the meaning of self-realization, understanding oneself. So when one considers the self as the body, then it is like a ignorance. A small child, if he is told, please go to the school, and he finds going to the school means he'll have to sit inside the room with so many people, and you cannot run around, you can't shout, you can't scream, you can't do. So you are restricted, you know. You think, why I am restricted, you know. He doesn't get happiness going there. He thinks that it is better to be playing around, you know. You're very nice in the playground, you know. I can just do whatever I want to do. But this is short-sightedness. He is thinking only what is immediately good for him. He doesn't think in the future. He can't be running around the playground all whole life, you know. You have to go to the school so that you get some means by means of which you can get facilities which can make you happy for a longer time. Long-term plan, not short-term plan. So, it is only in ignorance, actually, that one can think that this material world is giving unlimited happiness to a person. So this happiness, there are different degrees of happiness. Somebody who is living in a jhopadipatti, he thinks if he gets certain things, he thinks that I am happy. But same facility, somebody else may not be happy. Somebody else thinks this is very minimal thing, I need more. Different degrees of happiness. In the scripture, it is stated that if a person, or one more thing, in the youth is the time when one can try to enjoy the most. ISKCON Youth Forum, take a note. Because the senses are very strong. So enjoyment, you know, you get more. Your old man, 70 years, 80 years, what will enjoy, you know? He may have in the mind so many desires, but senses cannot cooperate. Youth, senses cooperate. So, in the prime of the youth, if one has all the wealth of the world, you are the proprietor of the whole world. You consider that as the full happiness. Oh, I have the whole world to enjoy. I am at the prime youth, so I can enjoy anything and everything I want. You consider this as one unit. It is stated that the following the Vedic sacrifices and rituals, one gets 100 times happiness than this fellow. One unit. The youth who has the whole world to enjoy. Not little facility in a jhopadipatti. Whole world. 100 times more, a person who completely follows the Vedic sacrifices and he gets happiness out of that. Then, the Gandharvas have 100 times happiness than the people who are doing the Vedic sacrifice happiness. That means, 10,000 times the prime youth whole world unit. And the demigods, like Vasus and all other demigods, they get 100 times more than the Gandharvas. Keep counting the zeros now. Then Indra gets the facility for getting happiness 100 times than this demigod, other demigods. Brihaspati, he gets 100 times happiness than Indra. You don't think only material facilities can give happiness. Because happiness is not only at the bodily level. Happiness can go to prana, jnana, vijnana, anandamaya, different levels, different sheaths, different koshas. Prajapati gets 100 times happiness than the Brihaspati. And Brahma gets 100 times happiness than the Prajapati. Counting here? Sure. 10 to power 14. He's a great scientific reference. 1 into 10 power 14. That means after 1 you put 14 zeros. Nowadays we are getting used to putting lot of zeros, lakhs of crores, crores of crores. This is crores of crores actually. 7 zero is 1 crore. Crore times crore. Crore times crore. Crore, previously crore crore means they, nowadays we are getting used to, because all, you know, we thank all the politicians to enlighten us with how to add zeros and get big figures. Crore times crores, Brahma gets happiness like an ordinary living entity who possessing the prime youth, possessing the whole world. Less than that, if he possesses, it is less happiness actually. And that happiness of Brahma, there are millions and millions of Brahma. The happiness you can get by associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one drop of love of Godhead is not even comparable to anything that Brahma can get happiness. Can you imagine that the ordinary living entity who possessing the whole world at the prime of the youth, what is that? It is a very, very insignificant. And many of the other people, by possessing little facility, they think they are very happy. Unfortunate situation. Because we don't really compare with what is the value of this happiness with actually the Brahma Saukyam Tanantam, Anantam, unlimited. So the happiness one can get by means of spiritual association with the Supreme is unlimited. Unlimited. So, in this way, we can see, even though the living entities get allured by the, you know, sense objects, it is not just the ordinary living entities, even the demigods get bewildered, perplexed. We have said, Indra as happiness. 10 crore times than the living entity possessing the prime youth and the entire world. 10 crore times. But he has so much facility to enjoy in the heaven. Heaven is the place to enjoy actually. But Maya is so powerful. Maya is so powerful. Sometimes he even gets attracted to the earthly damsels. There are so many heavenly damsels he can enjoy with. He has license. He has license there to enjoy. But Maya is so powerful, sometimes when Indra comes to the earthly planet, he gets attracted. Once, when Indra saw Gautama Muni's wife, Ahalya, he was attracted. So much so that he took the form of Gautama Muni. And he went and had relation with Ahalya. So much so that Gautama Muni has to curse him. What? He said, so Gautama Muni knows what the level of happiness here, what the level of Indra, what the level of higher planet system. He said, what an insignificant fellow you are. You have got so much facility to enjoy in the heaven. Why did you come and enjoy here? So you are so much attracted to the female sense object, whole body you will get the female sense object. Curse them. One time enjoyment, whole body is full of female genital on him. He was completely, you know, how will he face when he goes around the people? They will say, hey, what is this? This is the, you know, result of not able to control the sense. Obviously, he went and prayed to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva turned the genitals into eyes. So you find Indra's picture, then you'll find a lot of eyes on his body. This is to remind us that this is because of the uncontrolled senses he has to get there. Demigod, Indra, to get that position, he has to do so many austerity. Still, Maya is so powerful. He has to come down. So, in this way, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes even demigods, demigod sons, they also get bewildered. Once, about 41,000 years from now, there were two sons of Kuvera, Narakuvera and Manigriva. They were sons of Kuvera. They had so much opulence, treasurer of the universe. But they had association of Lord Shiva, and they got some boons, and they became intoxicated, not only by taking Varuni, and they were intoxicated in their mind and ego. They thought that, you know, they, as if, anyway, intoxicated. When one becomes intoxicated, then he doesn't distinguish between what is correct, what is not correct, what is to be done, what is not to be done. So these two sons of Kuvera, when they were so proud of their material possession, they were enjoying on the river Mandakini, Ganges Mandakini, with women. The happiness, there are so many kinds of happiness. By eating also you get happy, by seeing things happy, by so many things you get happy. It is said that, you know, by the relation between the man and the woman, the man gets, you know, happiness is much more. Don't have to worry about that. Then comes suffering also, so that is what restrains us to pursue. So they were enjoying naked. One goes to Ganges to purify, and these people are committing sin in the Ganges. So much so that Narada Muni somehow happens to go there. Well, Narada Muni was on the scene. All the ladies, they saw Narada Muni, saintly person. They were ashamed. They left the water, taking their cloth, putting on the cloth, and they left the bin. And these two sons of Kuvera, because they were intoxicated, they didn't know what to do, what not to do. They were just bewildered, and they were just standing naked without doing anything, to cover up their body, like a cultured human being. A cultured human being, no, it's not like animal. An animal in the forest, they don't worry about being naked. Human being, that's a culture. There's achar, sadachar. In front of anybody, you should not be naked. What to speak of a saintly person like Narada Muni? And when Narada Muni saw that these two sons of Kuvera, they need some treatment, very serious problem. Sometimes little problem, external treatment. If it is little sneezing, fever, we go to OPD and get treated. But if the problem is serious, surgical intervention is required. Cancer, if there is a serious cancer, surgical, say that this is too much. You are standing like a tree, you become like tree. Trees, they don't worry about, they don't expect cloth or anything like that, or naked. So he said, you become trees, become two trees, Yamla Arjuna trees. Then Narada Muni, usually generally a saintly person doesn't curse, he tolerates. But a saintly person is also concerned about the welfare of the person. He thought that the welfare is that you have to come out of this attitude, you know. You are supposed to be sons of Kuvera. You should act like sons of Kuvera. So you undergo a treatment. This is a treatment for you. He said, for 100 celestial years, you remain as trees on the courtyard, on the Nanda Maharaj, who is going to come later. And there is no Nanda Maharaj at that time. 100 celestial years before Lord Krishna performed his pastimes in Vrindavan. So these two trees were standing in Braj, and Narada Muni said, you be there, but after 100 celestial years are over, you will get an opportunity to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, face to face. So 100 celestial year is 36,000 years by earthly calculation. And you have to stand for 36,000 years. But the great benefit is that at the end, you will get an opportunity to see Krishna face to face, which is not a very easy task. Even the Ashtanga yogis, they spend about 60,000 years, right? 60% of their life, they used to live 1 lakh years, Satya Yuga. They spend 60,000 of years doing Ashtanga Yoga, then they can get an opportunity to see the Paramatma within the heart. Seeing Paramatma within the heart, 60,000 years. So this is less than that. This is only 60% of that. 36,000 years. 60%. But you can see Krishna face to face is different than seeing Paramatma within the heart. Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, seeing Him face to face is, you know, more beneficial. So even though Narada Muni made them to stand as trees for so long time, but He gave the benefit also after that. Boon. It's a bigger boon. So in this way, these two sons of Kuvera, they were standing as trees in Braj. And Krishna performs this pastime 36,000 years later than this incident. And those trees are on the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So, it is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting Sanatana Goswami, Vaishnava Toshani, that on Deepavali day, today is Deepavali, today, Mother Yasoda was preparing. Deepavali means, you know, in the house, so many, it's a festivity, big festival. So nice items are prepared, sweets, snacks, and a big feast. So Mother Yasoda was, morning she got up and she was very busy with several household activities. She kept the milk for boiling to make several preparations, and she was churning butter. She was churning the butter early morning. Baby Krishna, he got up, and child gets up and he is very hungry. So he said, I am hungry, I have to go and drink milk. And he came to Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda saw Krishna. She was, very happy, and she embraced him, and Krishna wanted to drink breast milk, and she offered Krishna to drink. So in the meantime, we know that the milk is boiling in the stove. It is already kept for boiling. After it boils, the milk comes up, and the milk comes up and overflows. Then you get a milk burning smell. So Mother Yasoda could get that. Then she thought that she has certain, because that is also service to Krishna. She is boiling very special milk from the cows, which were fed with a very tasty grass, very special flavored milk, naturally flavored, not artificial flavor, no artificial flavors. She said that if the milk is not taken care, then how can certain preparation can be made for Krishna? So she wanted to attend to the milk. There are two services, serving Krishna and serving Krishna by making preparation. She thought that, no, I'll not attend that. She then took Krishna and kept him right over there. She went inside to attend to the boiling milk. Krishna service to him was disrupted. He doesn't want his service to be disrupted. So service being disrupted, Krishna was very angry. He said, what is this? I wanted to drink milk, and she is not giving milk, and when, this is too much. So big pot of dahi is there, in which Mother Yasoda was churning, and with his anger he broke the pot, and dahi is flowing. And then I am hungry, I am not getting my mother's milk, so I will find something else. So Krishna, it's all happening on Deepavali day, today. That's why we are discussing. So he goes inside, and there is butter stored in the rafters that are hung from the roof. I said, he's not able to reach, he's a small baby. He needed some help. So he found a wooden grinding mortar, rolled it. So he made it to stand and climbed on top of it, he could reach. Yes, yes. Took the butter, started eating. His friends were coming, he also ate. Special friends, he has got very special friends, monkeys. Monkeys came, he said, yes, yes. Monkeys themselves can actually jump on that, but they are wanting to take Mahaprasad from Krishna. Chalo, de dar. Oh, kaya, idhar idhar kaya, tumbli ka. Oh, Mahaprasad is very tasty, more tasty. So in this way, Lord Krishna was trying to satisfy his so-called hunger. In the meantime, Mother Yasoda comes back after taking care of the milk. He finds there is no Krishna. Not only there is no Krishna, but the pot is broken. And nobody else came anyway. Then she could understand, this is Krishna's, today's naughtiness. She knows he is anyway doing so many naughty things. Where is Krishna? Then Krishna walked into the room because with the butter, this dahi, already overflowing, so he walked. So there is a footprint made of dahi. Small feet marks, footprints. So she went into the room and saw that Krishna is not only eating himself, he is doing food for life. So then as a mother, she felt necessity for disciplining a naughty child. If the child becomes naughty, you discipline. You can discipline the stick. But nowadays you can't take a stick. If you take a stick, then more trouble. So Mother Yasoda went to catch Krishna. Then Krishna could see Mother Yasoda is coming towards him. He jumped actually from the grinding mortar and started running. So as Krishna started running, Mother Yasoda also wanted to catch him. She was also running. But obviously, Krishna was running faster because he is a good runner. Nobody can beat him in running if he has to run, even though he is a child. But obviously, Mother Yasoda could not match with the speed of Krishna. But still, she was determined to catch him. So much so that when she was running to catch, you know, her cloth was getting loose, her hair is getting loose, the flowers are falling down, she was perspiring and she was determined to catch. Then Krishna said, I should not give too much trouble to my mother. He allows himself to be caught. If he wanted to run away, he could have run away actually. Allows himself to be caught. Take it, I should not give too much trouble to her. Then Mother Yasoda, wanting to discipline Krishna, she wants to bind actually. We don't have much time, so we will go very fast, not going into the minute details. She wanted to bind and she brought the rope to bind Krishna. Bound the rope to the mortar, trying to bind Krishna's belly. He's 2 inches short. She said, no problem, I'll bring more rope. She brought more rope, tried to put a knot and extension to the original rope. She went around, again 2 inches less. It went on and on. You can understand, Nanda Maharaj's house, palace, there are lakhs of cows. If you have cows and bulls, you need a lot of ropes. They had a lot of ropes. But any amount of rope that she brought, she was not able to bind. Again, she was perspiring and you know what's happening. So our acharyas have explained that Krishna, baby Krishna, after seeing Mother Yasoda getting perplexed, getting tired, perspiring, she allows himself to be bound. It is, if somebody tries to catch Krishna or bind Krishna by means of one's own expertise, any kind of expertise it may be, it's not possible. If Krishna, by seeing the devotion, he allows himself to be caught, allows himself to be bound, and that binding is by love. One can bind Krishna very easily with love. So it is stated that Krishna was bound by the love of Mother Yashoda, not otherwise. So this month is known as Damodar, and Krishna is also known as Damodar because he is bound on the waist. So this whole month we are offering ghee lamb, because Kartik month from the Vaishnava calendar is called Damodar month. By offering devotion to Krishna, one very easily advances in Krishna consciousness. So in this way, Lord Krishna, then after Mother, he is bound to the grinding mortar, then he crawls on the courtyard, and he comes to this two Yamala Arjuna trees standing, because Krishna is thinking, these two trees are standing for me to liberate. Because Krishna is thinking that I have nothing to do with these two guys, these two trees. These are two sons of Kuvera, and they are so much materially intoxicated, they were cursed by Narada Muni to stand as trees. They didn't do any great devotional service. So somebody who has not done any great devotional service, Krishna has nothing to do with them. And what I have to do with this? But then Narada Muni said, you will get an opportunity to see Krishna face to face, because Narada Muni desired it. I should go in front of them and liberate them, and I will give my darshan to them, so that they can see me face to face. So Lord Krishna, simply to fulfill the desire of Narada Muni, boon that Narada Muni has given, Krishna comes in between these two trees, and with the grinding mortar, he gives one jerk. Such a huge tree, both of them, boom! Deepavali day. Liberated on Deepavali day. So, from the two trees, two very effulgent personalities, because they are sons of demigod, they assume that original position, and they pray to Lord Krishna, and then they went back to their original service. So in this way, it's an auspicious day of Deepavali, and it is also the day that Lord Ramchandra returned after 14 years of banishment, 14 years of exile. Is returning to Ayodhya. Old Ramayana is there. We know old story of Ramayana. So the residents of Ayodhya, they were always waiting for a time when Ramchandra will come. They were in the separation. Even though Bharat Maharaj was ruling, but still, they were always waiting for a day when Ramchandra is going to come. When that 14 years are, the 14 years, every moment was like very long duration for them in separation of Lord Ramchandra. So the Lord Ramchandra, 14 years are over, and Ravana is killed, evil is killed. On the Vijaya Dasami day, Dasara day, actually Ravana was killed. And then Lord Ramchandra returns to Ayodhya in the Pushpak Viman. on this day. So to welcome Lord Ramchandra, they were very jubilant, the residents of Ayodhya. So they have decorated, the entire city was decorated with lamps, ghee lamps. So on Deepavali day, we put ghee lamps. So in the evening especially, you see the lot of lights, then you see, it's very nice, rangolis. The streets are, sprinkled with scented water. Though it was like a great festivity for them, because they are just going to get back Lord Ramachandra. So that Rama Rajya is going to start, Rama is going to rule, and forever people are going to talk about how righteous Lord Ramachandra was, how his administration was strictly according to the scripture and the best of all. So much so that even nowadays we talk about when can we have Rama Rajya? To have Rama Rajya means you should have Rama first, then Rajya can happen. Having Rama means you have to follow the teachings of Lord Ramachandra, teachings of Lord Krishna. So in this way, the word very Deepavali means decorating with the Deepas. One important thing about this light is, light means knowledge. Darkness means ignorance. The Vedas say that tamasoma jyotirgamaya, don't be in darkness, come to light. Darkness means you are not in the right knowledge, correct knowledge is not there. As soon as, suppose if there is completely dark, you cannot see things, you may not be even able to see your own hand in darkness, complete dark, pitch dark. You cannot see anything unless there is some light. You can't see anything. So it's completely dark. There may be everything there, you don't know they are existing. Ignorance means things are there but you don't see them as they are. Avadhut Brahman is explaining about how to get the happiness. You can get the happiness from within also, but you don't get it, but you are looking for outside. It's ignorance. Unless you are in ignorance, you can't be caught by Maya. So bringing the light means getting away darkness, getting away ignorance. The light is compared to knowledge. Asatoma sadgamaya. Don't be in illusion. Don't be in false things. Come to the real thing. Asat. This material world and the material happiness from the sense enjoyment is on asat. What is sat? The spiritual, yourself, you are sat. Sat, chit, ananda. So if you are situated in yourself, then you are happy also. But an ignorant person cannot understand that. Ignorant person thinks, how can I be happy without having this, without having this, without having that? Asat. Asatoma sadgamaya. So, Deepavali also indicates that you bring the light of knowledge in your life. Not just put the lights and you are happy. That is just external. That external is supposed to lead towards internal. You bring the light within your heart. If the heart is too dark, that means you will be in complete ignorance. If you are lit up, heart is filled with knowledge, light of knowledge, then you can see what is right, what is wrong, what is sat, what is asat. So, it is as the residents of Ayodhya, they were welcoming the Lord. They wanted to bring the Lord back to their heart. Bring, we want you, come back. So in the same way, one can welcome the Lord to the heart. Lord is there within the heart, but if the light is not there, he is not very happy there. So if one brings the light of knowledge, light of Krishna consciousness within, and acts accordingly, then that is the way to seat the Lord in the clean heart. This light, when it light comes, you can also see what is dirty and what is not dirty. If the Lord has to come, he should come when it is properly lit up. Then proper asana is there, not dirty asana. You can't tell, very unclean place and tell a very important person to come and sit. He is not going to sit. For the Lord to come within the heart has to be clean. Consciousness has to be clean. Cheto darpana marjan. The place has to be lit up. So Deepavali is an occasion to light up our heart with the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And the knowledge of Krishna consciousness leads towards how to clean the heart. So with the, if you are very, if it is a dark place, you won't even know where is dirty and where is not dirty actually. So first of all you need light. So when the light comes, you know where to work on, where the place is dirty and where it is not dirty, then cleansing happens. So when the heart is clean and fully lit up, that is what can invite the Lord to come and stay. When the Lord comes and stays, then he won't find happiness in the outside world like Avadhut Brahman here. Avadhut Brahman was not, so many people are enjoying in different ways. He was not very really interested. He was just lying down like a python. So, Deepavali is an occasion for us not only to celebrate as an important day, it is also the day to work on our lighting up our heart, cleaning our heart. So this is a celebration also of another thing connected to Deepavali is when Lord Krishna was performing his pastime in Dwaraka, there was one asura known as Narakasura. This Narakasura, he actually asuras, they don't accept the authority of the Lord, they defiled. So he, what he did, he actually stole the umbrella of Varuna, Varuna's umbrella, and Aditi, mother of all the demigods, mother of Vamandev also, Adityana, Maham Vishnu, her earrings. He didn't find any other earring, I think. He stole the earring of, Aditi. And the demigods, they have a playground also. Playground. Mani Parvata. And he stole that also. He said, you don't play, I will play. Asuras, they always go to the wrong place. So in this way, he was doing all kinds of adharmic activity. Indra went to Krishna in Dwaraka and complained to him. You see, this Narakasura is doing all these things, especially our mother, because demigod's mother and Krishna's mother in Vamana avatar is same. He said, "Thoda relation hai amara." So Narakasura is doing like this. So please, do something about it. Theek hai. Lord Krishna called Satyabhama. He went to fight, but he took Satyabhama also. Satyabhama is very. He likes to see how Krishna fights. And mounted on Garuda carrier, so Lord Krishna went to the place wherein Narakasura was there. And long fight, cut it short. Narakasura was killed. And that was killed on, Naraka Chaturdasi, actually yesterday. This is today's Amavasya. So yesterday night, evening he was killed. Narakasura was killed. So it is also known as Naraka Chaturdasi. So mostly in South and Western India, people know this. But other places, the Deepavali is connected to Ramchandra's pastime. It is connected to Krishna's pastime also. In so much so that, they even take oil bath on Deepavali day, because Naraka Sura ko katam kar diya na to. So you take oil bath and take peace. So Lord Krishna then found 16,000 princes he was keeping actually. Then all of them, because they were staying in Narakasura's place for such a long time, they cannot get married to somebody. Then Krishna marries them and they become actually queens of Dwaraka. So in this way, Lord Krishna, after sending these new queens to Dwaraka, then he thought that he will personally go to heaven and return, Aditi's earring, because he recovered it, because our Narakasura who had that. So Krishna retrieved it and he wanted to personally go and present it. He didn't want to send it to be a messenger. So Lord Krishna went to heaven to return this, and everybody welcomed him. Satyabhama was also there, by the way. So Satyabhama, on their way returning back, she told Krishna, this Parijat tree, there's a Parijat tree here, Parijat flower. She said that this Parijat is nice, Shall we take this to our Dwaraka? Why not? Krishna said, no problem. So Krishna said this Parijat tree he wanted to take. Immediately, Indra objected. Said, no, this is my tree. This is my Sorgaloka. So there was a fight, and obviously we know what would be the result. And Krishna managed to bring the Parijat tree to the earthly planet Dwaraka, and he planted there. This Indra, he went to Krishna, he came to Dwaraka, and he complained about Narakasura. He do something, because he could not do that. He complained to Krishna, and Krishna helped him. And he went, he didn't even call him to take the, whatever is retired. And he went all the way to return. these things, but he didn't have any kind of gratitude that Krishna helped him, and he just wanted a parijat tree. He has got so many places to enjoy, one parijat tree, immediately started objecting. This is Maya. Even if one is demigod like Indra, who has got so much facility, the attachment towards what you possess is so strong, in spite of knowing this is God, this is Krishna. Not only now, it is not the first time. Even in Vrindavan, when Krishna was performing the pastime, and Govardhan is going to be lifted tomorrow, and the Krishna said there is no need for sacrifice for Indra, and Indra became upset, this is my sacrifice, how is that can be stopped? And then Krishna has to lift the Govardhan hill, and then he came down and he said that, okay, I am very sorry, and then he did Abhishek with Airavata, Govinda Kund, you can go and see. He did this. Maya is so powerful, you keep forgetting your old stories. What we were, what happened, we keep forgetting. This is, Maya is so powerful. Krishna has already taught him a lesson in Vrindavan. He forgot that. You can say that's a little old story. Right now, Krishna brought your mother's earring, which you complained about. He returned it, and he wanted one parijat. He should have more than happy to give him. Okay, you don't worry, I will bring the parijat and plant it in Dwaraka, he could have told, if he had some gratitude. Maya is very powerful. It indicating us, Maya, how powerful it is. Even if somebody is at the level of a demigod, he became overcome with Maya. So, for that, one has to have strong light lit in the heart. Light is weak and it will be blown by the wind of Maya, Katham. So, Avadhut Brahman very clearly indicates here that when one cannot understand what is his self-interest, self-interest is that our actual identity is we are part and parcel of Krishna. Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Nityera Krishna Das. This is actually our identity. When Maya comes and covers that, we become so busy with all other things. So we should not let Maya to come and, extinguish the fire of the light within our heart. If that is extinguished, it becomes dark. If you are in darkness, you don't know what you are doing, what you are not doing. So, this auspicious day of Deepavali, which is celebrated by, defeat of the evil, establishment of righteousness. Ravana was killed, and Ramchandra is going to start the Rama Rajya. Narakasura is killed, evil is finished, and righteousness is established. This is a celebration of that. And that celebration should also help us, what is the right knowledge that should be within our heart, and what is the right activity we should be doing to cleanse our heart. If that actually can be achieved, then we can perfect our life. Then the self-interest will be clear, as Avadhut Brahman is talking about. When one is established in self-interest, then for him the happiness is going to be within, by association with Krishna. Hanandamayo abhyasat. He will be always associating Krishna with the source of all happinesses. So by that association, one can relish within, and after leaving the present body, one can actually go back home, back to Godhead. So this festival of Deepavali reminds us about what we should be really working on it. So with that, we celebrate this festival and keep reminding ourselves how to bring the knowledge of Krishna consciousness and perform activities in Krishna consciousness, so that we can achieve the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. We'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Praji, as you told ki spiritual happiness, so is it possible in this life only ki you can release some spiritual happiness?
Spiritual
happiness.
Happiness.
Yes, in this life only. Is it possible for us?
Why not? That should be our goal. If you are situated within your heart, you think you'll be suffering. It's happiness. the very devotional service, when you serve Krishna, that is also happiness. Especially even in the sadhana stage, you have to do some activity. Either here or outside you'll be doing. You're not going to remain like a stone, lazy. There are lazy and crazy people. Ignorance to the extreme limit. You become lazy. Even it is said that even if there is a lion, a king of the forest, he has to also do some work to get his food actually. You cannot say, I am king, I'll open my mouth and wait like this, you know, rabbits and deers will go inside. Nobody is going to go. You have to do something. You have to go for hunting. So everybody has to do some activity. So in the temple, in Krishna consciousness, suppose you do some activity, you know, worshipping Krishna, offering Krishna some nice rajbhog, and after that they give whole plate of rajbhog. If you have to eat anyway, so if you eat rajbhog, you'll be happy or not? You won't be happy? Oh, rajbhog de diya mereko, isko kaisa khayega? Anybody? Like a bitter medicine. It's not a bitter medicine. It's very enjoy. Mukunda Padma? He is thinking, are mereko kon dega rajbhog? Even in the material world, even in the sadhana stage, one can be happy. Why not? You chant Hare Krishna and dance and you get Mahaprasad, you are not going to be suffering. But you advance more and more, The very service is a source of happiness. You won't even worry about what you are going to get after the offering. The very preparation itself will be a happy thing for you, because you think, oh, Krishna is going to eat this. You get happiness. If you become fully cleansed of your heart, if you are fully situated in Krishna consciousness, you won't believe how much happy you will be. So much so that even Krishna may come and personally reciprocate with you. You may be able to see Krishna face to face also. It's possible. Will that be a happy situation, or you say, Hare Krishna aagya mera samne? It's only happiness. In every stage, from the beginning till end, it's like sugar candy. You taste in the beginning, in this side, that side. You cannot say that in the front it is sweet and back side it is not. No, every side it is sweet. So happiness is always there. One cannot find happiness in that. That means his heart is very dark. His heart is very ignorant. Tamas. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Don't be in darkness, come to light. So one has to work on how to come to light of knowledge. So it is happiness. We can experience happiness in the material world. Obviously all the pure devotees were experiencing. I won't say happiness, they were experiencing bliss. Bliss is the superlative of happiness. Happiness is ordinary. Bliss. You can be bliss. You are component of bliss is there within you. Such is ananda. And that ananda you can taste. Especially with supreme ananda mayobhyasa, this paramananda. Great happiness. Bliss. Yes, it is possible. Very much.
Ji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Guruji, in short, how will you describe Bhagavad Gita? What is the moral of the story in short?
What is the model?
Moral of the story.
Moral of the story is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Isyami Mahasucha. Lord Krishna only gives the conclusion of his own Gita, saying that surrender unto me. Give up all the other things. You know, you say that people have unlimited excuses not to surrender to Krishna. मेरे को ये करना है, मेरे को वो करना है, ये कौन करेगा, वो कौन करेगा, सब कुछ हो जाएगा अपना आप से. कृष्ण से सर्वधर्मान, यू कंसिडर इवन रिलीजियसली कंसिडर दैट दिस इज माई रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, दैट इज माई रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. ई से सरेंडर, वॉट टू स्पीक ऑफ समबडी हु इज नॉट इवन डूइंग एनी रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल. सो फॉर एवरीबडी, गिव अप ऑल दोस इररेस्पॉन्सिबल एक्टिविटी, इररिलीजियस एक्टिविटी. Surrender to Krishna. What is the surrender means? Surrender means then take your big bag and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sadhana Bhakti, four regulative principles, chanting, doing service, more things, we'll give you a whole list of things if you want later on. All this activity, if one does that, then what happens? He becomes more and more closer to Krishna. We are far away from Krishna. We are very close to Krishna. Not only we are very close to Maya. Not only we are very close to Maya, we are on the lap of Maya and enjoying the comfort. Oh, very nice. A small baby on the lap of the mother, he thinks that this is the pleasure. We are on the lap of Maya, not only just close. How to get up from there and walk towards Krishna? So if you become more and more close to Krishna, that is real happiness. So the moral of the story is how to go closer to Krishna, how to come away from the clutches of Maya. So if we can do that is great. And that is equivalent to bringing the light in your heart. That is equivalent to bringing the knowledge. Unless the knowledge is there, you can't do that. So you have to bring the knowledge. And the knowledge is compared to light. And that is Deepavali day. So if you have not brought the light so far, the light of knowledge, bring the light of knowledge within your heart. Then your Deepavali will be complete. Otherwise, only putting the lamp outside your flat, outside your building, outside your whatever it is, that is not sufficient. This is more important, is how to put the light within your heart so that you can see where you have to work on, and when you work on properly, you can achieve the perfection. That is proper surrender. Ready? Hare Krishna. Boliye.
I think a story related with Indra always shows foolishness of Indra. I am talking about Parijat tree story. Why Indra did not know about Krishna, that he is Supreme God?
This is the power of Maya. Even a person who knows, Maya comes and covers him so that he forgets it. He very well knows. It is all the demigods forget about Krishna appearing. Even before appearing, they knew that Krishna is going to come. When Devaki was carrying Krishna in the womb, she was so effulgent. All the demigods, they knew that this is Vishnu going to come. They were circumambulating, including Indra. Before even Krishna was born, Indra knew that Vishnu is going to come. Krishna was born, okay. Then Govardhan Leela, immediately forgot. And then he got, oh, I am very sorry. Then Abhishekiya, everything did. Then another incident, Parija, immediately forgotten. So you can understand how powerful Maya is. It can even make somebody like demigods blind. What to speak of ordinary Tom, Dick and Harry's we are sitting here. Even Maya is so powerful that it can make a person like Indra blind, and how much it can blind us. One has to be very, very cautious. Yes, he knew before, but then he was so attached to his possession that, are mera garden se ek jhad ja raha hai, nahi nahi, mere ko nahi lagega. One tree from his heavenly planet where there are so many kinds of things are there. It's not only one parijat tree, there are so many parijat trees. What would have been a great thing if he was very grateful to Krishna for helping him, he should have said that, my dear Krishna, please give me a service of bringing this parijat tree with all the demigods. We'll all come and plant in your Dwaraka and we'll celebrate and we'll have a feast. He could have said that, but Maya won't allow him to do. Maya is so powerful. This is the power of Maya. So, how much careful we should be, this is a lesson for us. Even a person of that stature can be covered by Maya. Yes, Maya is very powerful. Only Krishna can help. If on our own we try to fight against Maya, forget it. Unless Krishna comes into picture, we are helpless. So it's an opportunity for us to bring Krishna in our life by inviting him, by putting a light of knowledge in our heart. Here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. You said how love of Godhead is unlimited. Even Brahma's happiness is like a drop in front of it. So, in my case, or maybe like the Maya becomes very big or prominent, how this love of Godhead concept can become very, very big in my head, you know, in my consciousness. Love of Godhead, unlimited happiness. I hope I have.
Because we accept it as a fact because this is taught by our acharyas. We don't know whether it is really unlimited happiness or not, we don't know, but our acharyas have taught us. So, by seeing that, how close we are towards this goal, we have to evaluate ourselves. Love of Godhead is great and we are going to achieve it, and I will keep doing whatever I want to do. At the end, love of Godhead will come and stand in front of me. I will embrace it and Vaikuntha Viman will be there. I will get in and go. If we keep imagining, that is another kind of Maya. We have to evaluate how close we are to that goal. Suppose, you know, if you are traveling in the train, and early morning you get up, immediately you see where we are, where we have reached, you know, how far we are from the destination. If it is too far, suppose if the train has not even started, Bombay Central, you slept it, and they didn't even start the train, you are opening and seeing whether Delhi has come, and it's still Bombay Central. You sat in a bogey which is stationary and think that you are going to reach in Delhi. Not going to reach. You have to evaluate how far we are from the goal. If we are too far, then we have to work more stronger. It's not that anything you will... Please, anything we do, sitting in the temple or outside, whatever it is, it cannot naturally lead you towards the love of Godhead and going back home, back to Godhead. You have to fulfill the condition of completely cleansing your heart. As far as heart is not clean, even if Krishna takes us to Vaikuntha, within no time you will be back here. Why to take unnecessary trouble? Unless the heart is clean. So you have to evaluate your heart, who can evaluate others' heart? So if we feel that, am I coming closer to this goal? I am not coming, then I have to work on it. Array, what am I supposed to do? Where is the things are missing? What is that I am doing wrong? So unless we do self-evaluation, unless we improve right way of progressing in Krishna consciousness, there are symptoms of the progress of a person in Krishna consciousness. He will be more attached to Krishna. He will be more attached to his service. He will be less attached to Maya. So all these symptoms have to manifest. So if we are too far away from the desired goal, then we have to work stronger. Work stronger. If we think that we have already achieved, and if we are not, and still we are attached to Maya, then it is really we are in Maya. We have to evaluate. It is a very supreme goal. And each one of us should be aspiring for it. And we have to prepare for it. Things don't happen automatically. Nothing happens automatically. Even if you want to get a plate of prasad, you have to do something about it. Either you cook yourself or you find somebody is keeping a plate and steal it also. You don't have to do much. You have to do something, you know. So if you have to get love of Godhead, if you think that just I will be spending my time, you know, somehow or other I will drag here, and then time, I will keep passing my time, and pastime will naturally manifest, if you think. Caution, exercise your caution. We have to do conscious effort. Evaluate ourselves how to go closer. The symptoms are you are becoming more and more attached to Krishna, more and more taking pleasure in the activities of Krishna consciousness. So that has to happen. It is a high goal, but we have to go towards that. No other way. If you say that this is a very high goal, can I have a small goal? Okay, be Indra, be Chandra, anything you become. But then go in the cycle of birth and death, be in ignorance, not knowing self-interest. This sloka talks about self-interest. A person who doesn't know self-interest, the self-interest is that you become in service of Krishna eternally. That is your natural constitutional position. If that interest is not there, every other interest is useless. So, if you are self-interested person, you work on how to become Nityadas of Krishna. And once you are situated there, you will be always happy. There is no problem. Dear, quick.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, in Damodar Leela, as you mentioned, it is there that Mother Yashoda left Krishna and she went to take care for the milk.
What is that?
She take care for the milk and she left Krishna. So, how can we understand this pastime? Because both are services for Krishna. So, she is leaving one service and so how can we understand this?
These are all for Krishna's pastime. Suppose you imagine, Mother Yashoda chose to continue with the, you know, feeding milk to Krishna and let the one part of milk, let it go, you know. Dusra part of milk karenge karke, if she had decided, then what about Damodar Leela happening? Damodar Leela will not have happened. And these trees are standing, how they will be liberated then? So Krishna arranges this to inspire through Yoga Maya. Yashoda is inspired to do this so that this pastime can happen. So it could have been both ways. She could have continued also fine. So if Krishna wants her not to continue, and then Krishna wants to do Damodar Leela pastime to happen, and then Krishna wants to crawl, and Krishna wants to liberate them, because he decided already that he could have liberated these trees in a different way also. He could have just went to the tree and pulled it and it would have come out also. They have to be liberated, you know. But then Krishna has his own plan of how the pastime should unfold. So in that way, other devotees who are part of the pastime, they are put under Yoga Maya to act in such a way that such kind of pastimes happen. So it is only the act of Yoga Maya. It could have been otherwise also. But when two services are there, what service to be taken? That may be your underlying question, right? So obviously, when two services are there, the more important service to be given a higher priority. Who will decide that? You may yourself decide, that won't work. Somebody else has to decide who is not interested in this service or that service. Neutral. A neutral person has to decide. Your authority has to decide. Somebody who is concerned about your welfare has to decide. So higher services should be given more priority. Important, more important. There are two things out of which has to be served. Higher important service, more important service should be taken. That is always there. Is it okay? But one cannot himself decide, mere ko ye lag raha higher service, ye lag raha low. No. Some Prabhupada will say certain things. Suppose somebody says, you know, oh, this is a marathon, book distribution marathon, so let us distribute book. Somebody says, no, I want to take my, you know, group of devotees for, going to Pandharpur. I am going for a Pandharpur Yatra. We are going for 1 week, you know, we are going to get spiritual energy from there. So, you have to see which is important. Pandharpur, you can go in January also. Or you could have gone in November also. If the time when you are expected to distribute book, you cannot do that. But then there are exceptions. That we will not tell Mukunda Padma. Exceptions will apply. That higher authorities have to decide. So, it's all about somebody making a decision which is important and which is not so important. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaura Premanande.